This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I was just doing a little pre-gaming with Jolly, and I said, get out of here. I don't want to see your face until 3:30.
Did you try to tackle him?
I said, get out of here. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, the great Larry Anderson, L.A. How you feeling, brother?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
What's up, L.A.?
You excited all about right. The tush-push staying legal, L.A.?
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. Nobody wants it to be legal because they can't do it. They can't stop it. They can't do it themselves.
Yes.
That's on them.
Yep. You figure out a way to stop it, we'll stop doing it, you know?
Right.
What a difference a few weeks makes. You know, we're talking a few weeks ago about, you know, what's wrong with the Phillies. I think they were 15 and 13 at one point. Now they have more wins than any team in baseball. They have the best record in the National League, and they lead the NL East by a game and a half. So I guess just a very general question, what changed?
Who they're playing has changed a lot. I think they're doing what they have to do against the teams that they should beat. They're beating them. And I think that's a big part of it. And it does look like they're playing with a little more energy, but you know, obviously when you're winning and five straight or whatever, you're going to look that way. And when you're not, it doesn't look like you have energy, but, I think they're just kind of rounded into shape, rounded into form. You know, the Mets are going against a lot tougher teams right now, and this stretch that, you know, the Phillies are going through, I think Larry Bowe was talking, and Crookie and I were talking, and Bowe was like, you know, the Mets are playing so-and-so and so-and-so, and the Phillies got, you know, this stretch, they got to take advantage of it, and he said there's a chance to make up some ground there, which they've done, and that's what you hope to do, you expect to do. Good ball clubs got to beat up on the teams that they should, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, L.A. Listen, you're supposed to beat these teams. They're taking care of business. That's awesome to see. I would look at, from an individual standpoint, how Alec Bohm has been over the last few weeks. Seems like Bryce is starting to sort of find some sort of groove there. So I would sort of look at what those guys are doing individually, considering they have been struggling for the most part of the beginning of the season. How do you think, or what do you think has changed with those two guys individually to where it seems like they may be getting closer to being their normal selves?
I think some players taking charge down there and talking amongst themselves, confronting each other. And I think that's made a difference. I totally agree with you with Bohm. Bohm really has turned things around, and Harper same way. And I think that's as far as individually, and you look at that, I think that's a big part of what's changed for the offense. Mm-hmm. is getting that more consistency throughout the lineup. Obviously, Marsh and Rojas have, you know, shared time, but they're both contributing, and I think that's huge too. So it's really, but I do agree with you. I think that the biggest change, you know, as far as the offense goes, is Bohm and Harper. Harper's starting to do things that he expects himself to do, not just that we expect him to do, but he expects to do. And I think, you know, we've seen some frustration from him, you know, recently until you know, of late, where he's starting to do what he wants to do and what he needs to do, and that's been a big difference. Mm-hmm. And I think when he's going good, I think the rest of the team, they look at it like, well, we got to do our part.
Yeah.
And when he's struggling, it's like, well, you know, hard struggling, but you know, well, we'll get it. You know, it's almost like kind of more of a laid back thing. But once he gets going, then it kind of brings everybody with him. And it's really, I was thinking about this a while ago, like today. Where you think about Harper and that when he goes well, the team seems to go well. When he's not, the team doesn't seem to be. And that's, it's hard to put that on one guy, but we did that a lot with Jimmy Rollins. You know, when Jimmy Rollins scored a run, the record was unbelievable. When he's going that, when he was on a roll, the whole team got on a roll. And again, it's hard to put it on one guy, but it's that one guy can be really important to the total offense.
So Jesus Luzardo, another good start last night. It's not, you know, it's pretty rare, at least in my time watching, where you see a pitcher actually just getting better as the season goes on, not even in terms of stuff, just in terms of like as being a pitcher. And one thing that seems to have happened with Luzardo is he just seems like, when I'm watching him now, like he is a better pitcher. He always had great stuff, but the way that he works out of jams and the way that he sort of takes what's there instead of trying to, as Jack mentioned early in the season, trying to strike everyone out, he's been really, really impressive.
Very impressive. And I think to me, one of the biggest things to me is like you go out there and it's kind of like a team concept. When good teams go out on the field, they know they're going to win. Others go out on the field and they think they're going to win or hope they're going to win. But with Luzardo, it's kind of this similar to me that he's on the mound now where I think he used to think he was a pretty good pitcher and had pretty good stuff. I think now he goes out there knowing he's good. And I think that's a big difference where things don't seem to faze him. He doesn't lose his composure. He doesn't get rattled. He gets a couple guys on. He's able to work his way out of it. And I think he's just believing in himself and understanding that how good he is and how good he can be. And I think he's taken that bull by the horns in that respect.
So the Phillies lose Jose Alvarado for 80 games in the postseason, which is he has. Do you want to do that before I go to the question on it? I didn't want to put you in a position to talk. I mean, it's to me, the thing is, accident or not, you're responsible for what you put in your body. It's what Dombrowski said, and he's been their best reliever all year, and it's a pretty crushing blow.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's, what were we, seventh or eighth in the bullpen and ranked in the National League with Alvarado. Now you lose him.
Yeah.
It's incumbent on every other guy in that bullpen has to step up, and especially the back end, and the Orion Kirkrings, the Stroms, who's the other guy? I'm not
Romano.
Romano.
Yep.
And I think those three guys, they absolutely, again, and maybe it's unfair to put it on them, but they've got to do it. They've got to step up. And it looks like they're kind of figuring that out themselves, that they're doing it. And, you know, how long can they keep it up? The one thing you worry about is, if the starters are, that's what I thought was so great, Luzardo going back out for the sixth. If you're not getting your starters giving a distance, it really, that puts a real damper on this bullpen. And not to say that Hernandez or Tanner or any of the others can't help and do their job, but they're going to have to step up as well. I mean, everybody moves up to a little better role, a little more important role, if you will, when you lose a guy like Alvarado. And so it's incumbent on them to get after it and understand it. And without putting, I mean, obviously there's pressure on them that they know, but without putting more undue pressure on themselves, you know, on their own, they just got to go out there and do it. Just understand that, hey, I got to be better. I got to be good. I got to do this and that. And, just kind of see where it ends up. But it's incumbent on the starters too to give them some innings, so you're not using your back three guys at the end of the bullpen over and over and over and over to where by the point it comes to August, these guys are wore out.
So speaking of the starters, there was some conversation about, okay, is there a starter that, given that it seems like Mick Abel looked great and Painter will be coming up, it seems like they have an abundance of starters. Is there any one of those guys that you would specifically think is suited for a bullpen role should they decide that's the way that they're going to go?
I don't think so. For me, I don't. I mean, just because they're young and their starters are stretched out and – I think, you know, just from what we saw from Abel. Now, and I don't want to take anything away from the kid. He pitched outstanding. But just, I mean, he went about it professionally. He was aggressive versus maybe a little tentative in the past. I mean, he went after it. He got after it. And that was great to see. And I think for that, and obviously for Painter coming off of his arm surgery, they got to be starters. I think for right now, anyway. Excuse me. I don't see them in any way, shape, or form going to the bullpen at all. But you know that I don't make those decisions. But that's just my opinion. I don't see it.
And well, I'll tell you, the season has gone in the right direction. So it's fun watching Phillies baseball. You think about how many games there are and how this is what we have for the summer. And when they're playing like this, you know, one thing about October and October. But right now, it's fun to watch Phillies baseball again.
And I can't remember exactly L.A. Fritzy's in charge of this, but I think we're on a 4 or 5 game winning streak here with you, man, on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, a little different than the last couple years, though. Yeah. Yeah. Last couple years are brutal.
It really is. I mean,
yeah, we're in a lot more positive mood this year. Yeah, we got the most wins this year, not too many losses. Yeah.
They better keep it up.
All right, LA. Great,
all right, brother.
Great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, LA.
All right, there he is, Larry Anderson. Good to see the Phils winning.
Yes.
Honestly.
Two more opportunities to watch the Phils till next week.
You're not signing up for the games on
Are you joking
on me? The Oakland games?
Yeah. A Memorial Day weekend. I'm up at 10 o'clock at night looking at the Oakland A's and the Phillies.
Playing in Las Vegas or where are they playing? Sacramento.
Playing in Sacramento?
Yeah, but you know what you're gonna do before you go to bed? Before your little head hits the pillow?
No, I don't.
You're gonna take the overs. Because the Sacramento overs are cashing.
Yeah, is that what it is? It's like being down in Tampa,
yeah,
right?
I think it's worse. I think it's more of a launching pad. So.
Okay.
And they're actually, they're not a pushover, but they're...
Hey, well, we got a chance to put more numbers up for our guys, man. Our guys can continue to be hot.
Better, bigger run differential. I know you're a big run differential guy. Build up on that. those games will be watching the mornings for me. I can't stay up 10:30.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend?
Sundays at 4:05.
I can watch that easy.
No. What I usually do is I get really excited to stay up for the 10 o'clock starts.
Yeah.
Take a little cat nap.
You gotta take a. I was going to say, you have to take a nap in between.
In the 4 through 6.
Well, you know, Friday, I'm going to Metallica, so I'm going to get home right when the game's starting.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
If you're in shape to watch baseball when you come home from a concert,
you
did something wrong at the concert.
Oh, no.
He's there to appreciate the music.
Yeah, appreciate the music. And by the way, 90 minutes into the headliner, I'll be like, all right, guys.
Hold on, is Val going?
No, she don't want to go see Metallica.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. You get to go to concerts alone?
Yeah, well, she doesn't have nothing like she has to worry about. It was actually a great moment in our relationship where she realized, where I realized, like, you don't really want to go to this. And she realized he
don't really care about coming.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I only want her to go if she wants to go.
If she wants to go, of course.
Because then otherwise, I spend the whole time, is she having a good time?
Worried about whether or not she's having a good time. I totally agree.
So are you going to Metallica by yourself?
No. I have gone to a bunch of concerts by myself, but not Metallica.
You got buddies?
Well, so...
You got friends outside of us?
No.
You're
taking Bill?
No, not Bill. I don't know if Bill's a Metallica guy. Evan, who was our dog walker in North Jersey, who's our buddy now, Evan's Rebels only friend outside of us, is a big Metallica guy.
Okay.
And Limp Bizkit's playing, so it's a big night.
Yeah.
So he's coming down. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh,
Jordan in Princeton. You're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. How
What's
doing
up, Jordan?
Today?
What's up, Jordan?
So, just a real quick thing about going to concerts by yourself. I've been married for 16 years. I've been with my wife for 20 years. See a lot of concerts. I'm a big Grateful Dead guy. I'm a big Fish guy. Lived in New York. Would see 3 concerts a week usually. My wife doesn't like the same kind of music as me, which is great. Gives us separation. But she would say for years, I had a concert girlfriend. So when I was going out those three nights a week, I was out with my concert girlfriend, and then I had her as my side piece. I don't know who was the side piece in that, but it is the worst thing ever to go to a concert with somebody who doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, it sucks.
It not only is going to a concert, it's expensive. You got to go someplace. You got to leave the house, and I love leaving the house, but my God. And then to bring somebody who isn't interested in being there, who's not going to get the same love from it for you. No, leave that person at home. Leave that loser at home and go by yourself and be around the people who want to be there.
Dude, oh, wow. I'm with you. I've gone to concerts by myself. It is glorious. I don't have to worry about here's my worst, the worst, even somebody who wants to go, right, is the person who wants to talk to you during the show. It's like, I can't hear you. Also, I want to be listening to them. You know, I'm concert by myself, I think, is a win. So. Okay.
What could you have to say to me that is so important right now, other than if you're at a Phish concert and it's 20 minutes into a jam, hey, what song is this? I forget. That's the only acceptable thing to say at a concert to a person you're
there
with.
Well, especially Phish, because no one knows any of their songs, right?
The music.
Yeah.
They are a great cover band.
If you know, you do. One of the best cover bands of all time. I want to talk about the debate this morning, which I thoroughly enjoyed. But just a couple quick things. Syracuse and upstate New York in general, one of the worst parts of this country, and I'm sorry to anyone who lives there or is from there, but I spent time there, and it is not great. I would rather just about anywhere else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Than upstate New York.
Yeah.
I love upstate New York.
Well, Syracuse is officially central New York.
Oh, okay.
But
where's Lake Placid?
Lake Placid would be upstate.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
So, yeah, I would agree that.
Vacation.
I don't even know where
vacation,
it's at.
Not for life.
Yeah. The thing about Syracuse, Buffalo, Rochester is that it is gray 11 months out of the year. It's always gray, forgetting about even the cold. You don't even see the sun there. The people are kind of depressed. It's like, no offense, but I don't want to be in Syracuse either. I'm with you. Yeah.
Economy stinks. People are upset. You're far away from everything. You got to fly to a place like New York when you live in some of those places. Not
for
great.
Sure.
Phillies, this Rockies series, very well timed for us to find out what we got in the bullpen and what we don't. I mean, we could trot some guys out there and let them go through some innings. And I think on the heels of the Alvarado suspension, we needed a chance to do that. Really fortunate with the schedule, giving us this opportunity to actually hang some guys out there to dry.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they're playing a minor league team sometimes. The Rockies, that's one of the worst teams I've ever seen. What are they, 8-40, I think, at some point? But yeah, I do think, Jordan, it gives them a chance to see what they have with some of the bullpen guys. For next question today, speaking of which, the prize is concert tickets. Do you have somebody who's elite?
I do. I'll actually also be at Metallica, by the way, this weekend with my 11-year-old. I'll
there
be there
go.
On Sunday. Thanks to tickets I won from WIP, but we were going to go anyway.
There you go. So, Metallica and Pantera on Sunday. How about that? Yep.
I know. I mean, Pantera is going to be an introduction, so that'll be a little interesting to him. I think it brings a different crowd than Limp Bizkit as well.
Yes.
It'll be, you know, kind of interesting there for him to see that. I'm going to go with a music theme. Is it okay for a non-sports elite?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't talk.
Sure.
Can I just tell you? You were so well prepared during the debate. I mean, you had to argue, unfortunately, what I think is the wrong side, because elite status is based a lot more on feel than it is on statistics. But man, if I didn't know Jalen Hurts and I was listening to that debate, you came prepared. You had the right stats, and I think you made a hell of an argument. It was a great debating style, and I really appreciate it.
Well,
that.
Thank
so
you.
I'm
also going to obliterate Jolly in about 10 minutes. So if you like me winning debates.
Well, and sources close to Jolly say you poked the bear.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
I poked the bear? How did I do that?
To Jolly.
Yeah. I'm going to obliterate him. I'm going to make it so he doesn't even want to talk about Daryl Morey anymore, as I've done to several other people. Who's elite, Jordan?
Elite. I'm going to go with the Grateful Dead. They just did $131 million in revenue after being a band for nearly 60 years.
Yeah, because John Mayer put him on the map.
Oh, Jack.
Tough to argue, though. The
yep, tough to argue.
60 years as a band.
They put them on the map.
John Mayer put a little indie band on the map.
You are an idiot. That's a good call, Jordan. Thank you. It is amazing they just keep on going.
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead.
Yeah. I've come around on the Grateful Dead.
I would think you'd be in the Grateful Dead sort of world.
I don't like
You're not a weedsman?
I don't like deadheads. Like they're annoying. But I like the music.
The t-shirts are good, too.
Yeah,
they're
good.
Good logo.
When are you going to get a Ricky, dead?
We did one.
Yeah, but with the tie-dye or just all black like the other ones?
No, we did. I'll send it to you. Our 10-year anniversary was a dead ripoff. Yeah. And the shirt said, not dead yet, on it. Yeah, we already stole that one.
Nah.
215-592-9494. Scott in Brookhaven, you're on WIP.
All right, guys. All right. So I am a fan of the – I was really happy to see the Tush Push got approved.
Yes, sir.
And brought back in.
1-0.
And it wasn't like a it's a principles thing to me. I don't think we have to have a parade because of it. I don't understand the celebrations and all that. I think that's a little over the top. But it was a principles thing because I understand why, you know, I mean, it's a group of people that basically hate us because they ain't us. And then, you know, I understand why they wanted it banned. And I probably would, too, if I wasn't on the Eagles side. But there's no reason to ban it. There was no purpose to banning it other than they no one else was good at it and they couldn't beat us at it. And so if we have an opportunity to try to get rid of something and come up with some lame excuse as to why to do it, then let's do it. But for the principal part of it, yeah, I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, I was really pumped about that.
Yeah. You are a principled person, you know, and the 10 teams, the 10 owners, you know, we're talking about the coaches a lot, but the owners are the ones who decide.
Do you think the owners are pushing or the coaches are encouraging the owners to vote against it?
I think it probably depends on the team.
Right.
But I also think that a team might not want to vote to get rid of it because who knows when they come up with a play that is unstoppable and they're on the other side and they want to be able to, you know, to
they want to have support
from
the rest of the league, to be able to run it.
Notably AFC teams that the Eagles are
they were all in favor of it.
Yeah,
right?
Scott, who's elite for our next question today?
I was gonna say, I mean, all the talk that Todd Bowles did, the Buccaneers did not vote.
That is a good.
See, publicly they said one thing, but when they went to that voters' booth, they voted something else.
Yep.
I was like, what the hell? And by the way, you got to land those T's, bro. I mean, what's elite? I don't really know what the heck's elite. You know?
I said elite. You want me to say elite?
Yeah.
Why don't you learn how to be a broadcaster?
Yeah. Enunciate.
This guy's very close to not even getting a chance.
You don't even know it's Scott.
Yeah.
Don't push
Caitlin Clark is elite.
Who? I'm sorry?
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin
is elite.
Clark is elite.
Yeah. Elite in every way.
Yeah. Well, not in every way, but it's all right. The ways that matter. Just saying.
What a fun week.
I'm leaving that one alone.
Fun week of Caitlin Clark debates.
Oh, I mean, dude. Yeah.
There's not even a Caitlin Clark debate. Listen, RG3 and Ryan Clark, settle down.
Weirdos.
I'm tired of both of y'all.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. We want to just enjoy women's basketball. We don't need you adding stuff to our sports.
Well, even
viewership.
The whole argument over every WNBA thing that happens turns into some like grand
it's a race debate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, can you guys shut up?
Shut up.
And when you get criticized, it gives me even more respect for the athletes that we obliterate and don't say anything.
Don't say anything, yes.
Like, every time there's anything that happens, there's got to be some...
Yeah. Yeah, I understand Caitlin Clark moves the needle, but can we just talk about how great our game is? Last night, another great game, 27-10, even though they lost a tight one to the Atlanta Dream. You guys don't think I follow this stuff? I do, because sometimes I have bets.
Bet on it,
yes.
Yep. Bet on it.
But that's all sports fans want is to talk about the sports.
That's
of it. All. We don't ruin our viewership and our sports sort of escape with your nonsense.
No,
sick of you two.
Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese is not a race war. I have news for
you. It's okay. It's a great sports.
Yes.
Back and forth. That's great.
They can
be rivalries. That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't need the other stuff, man.
No,
yeah,
so
I don't need the other stuff. Shut up.
Speaking of
also,
weird.
Ryan Clark, stop looking like you're always about to cry.
He does look like he's always about to cry.
And I love RC, but you're too much, RC. Even I got to admit, it's just stop, bro. It's unnecessary.
Coming up next is the debate between me and Jolly about Daryl Morey.
I just ignore RG3.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell pays attention to RG3?
Yeah, why are you so wound up about
exactly.
What RG3 says?
Just ignore RG3.
Spike versus Jolly about Daryl Morey is next on Debate Days.
We will not ignore that.
No. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It is...
Why are you, like, stretching?
I always stretch.
No, I know, but it feels like you're really trying to warm up for this.
Well, you know, today a WIP great goes down. And that is Paul Jolovitz.
That is you.
Oh, I'm not a WIP great like you are, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So It is debate days on WIP, and we have one coming up later on, Ike versus Joe DeCamera. That's happening at 5:15. Mm-hmm. But today is one, now is one that has been brewing for weeks now, since I heard Paul Jolovitz's over-the-top, disgraceful slander of the Philadelphia 76ers,
slander, huh?
President of Basketball Operations, Daryl Morey.
Never should have been hired. Oh, it was much longer than weeks.
All right.
Worst GM ever.
Okay. Jack.
Debate days.
Jack, are you manning this?
Nah, I think honestly, just I want Jolly to open up with an opening statement on where he is on Daryl Morey and let it kind of commence from there.
What? How long?
However long you want, honestly.
Daryl Morey, first of all, I'm Paul Jolovitz. Welcome, everybody. They call me Jolly, and they're going to call me winner after this debate. Daryl Morey was hired in 2020 after doing nothing with the Houston Rockets except coddling James Harden for 14 years. Nothing is worse than winning in the regular season without being to translate that to winning in the playoffs. Daryl did that very well. When he was hired, he decided to trade Ben Simmons, not for Tyrese Halliburton, who he could have had by many sources, including mine, but James Harden, the most useless athlete in the history of professional sports. Total loser, was a loser then, is a loser now. That started his record. Didn't create anything around Joel Embiid. Yeah, he drafted Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. Nobody bats zero. He's hitting about 087. Smug to the fans. AI, who cares? Loses. Never took a team anywhere. Re-signs Joel Embiid 2 years early for absolutely no reason. Injured. Now they have a $300 billion or whatever obligation to Joel. Goes after Paul George for absolutely no reason, which I said before then. You want an old guy that does nothing, never won, to come here, declining in every way? Sure, let's sign him to a $200 million a year contract. He screwed the fans of this team. He talks about squinting. Squinting is why I would think anybody would look to see why he should keep his job. He's a loser. He's always been a loser. He'll always be a loser. He may not be a dummy. He's not a dummy IQ-wise. No common sense. Has taken the Sixers nowhere. Doesn't win. Sports is about winning. 18, 19 years, whatever it is. Never a championship. Never an NBA final. Why does he keep his job? I have no idea.
Right, good done. Start. Good start. Spike, there's no way you could possibly debate that.
So now we're going to live in reality instead of emotional crybaby land.
Uh-oh.
And in emotional crybaby land, you can say, he didn't win a championship. But it's not the GM who wins a championship. It's the GM who puts the team together. Daryl Morey has been an NBA general manager for 18 years. He has had one losing season. One. As general manager of the Houston Rockets for 13 years, the Houston Rockets won more games than any team in the National Basketball Association. Any team. They were in the Western Conference Finals twice. He would manage to go from an era with Yao Ming to an era with James Harden where they won 65 games without having a losing season. Did not tank. The entire way the NBA plays today, threes, free throws, layups and dunks, is because of Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is the one who determined how basketball and offense was optimized. He stepped into a situation in Philadelphia where most of the draft picks were traded away or wasted and had $110 million per year committed to Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, and Al Horford. After stepping in, prior to last season, which was a disaster, for sure, and he has not had a perfect record, the Sixers had a record of 201 and 117, which is an average of 52 wins per year. You say, oh, he just drafted Tyrese Maxey. He did at 16 or 21. He drafted the guy who was going to be Rookie of the Year at 16 in Jared McCain. Daryl Morey has not been a perfect GM in the NBA, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been excellent. And at some point, the failures of a team have to be blamed on the players who do not come through when it matters most. Joel Embiid holds that for sure. James Harden holds that for sure. But the general manager who gets the players at the end of the day, if he gets players that are good enough and they don't come through, that's on them. That's not on him.
He's selecting players. He's doing all this artificial intelligence stuff, changing the way the game is played.
You're making things.
Hold a second.
Do you even know how artificial intelligence works or what he's doing? Do you?
By the way, the game is played. Nobody likes the game right now. The game is boring. The game is. Nobody likes the NBA, so screw that.
It's how. The team that you think is going to win the NBA championship, the Oklahoma City Thunder, play in a way that Daryl Morey optimized. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They play with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They play with players. I'll tell you what. If you want to be a guy who uses all these analytics to get your team, get a team with mental toughness. Don't extend Joel Embiid. Don't get James Harden.
People like you, like say, you would win if you got somebody else. Who? How is Daryl Morey magically just going to get another top five player in the NBA?
Well, other people match the game. Other people win.
How?
Other people win. Don't give me that excuse.
How?
How's anybody else going to do it?
No.
He is paid to do it.
Right.
Not
and he walked
else.
Into a team. Any
he
smart person, any smart person would walk into a team with Joel Embiid and say, I'm going to do my best to win with that guy.
And he hasn't.
They haven't won because of Joel Embiid.
You use the worst, in my opinion, the worst verification of anything. He wins games. Nobody cares if you win games.
Is Sam Presti a good GM?
Sam Presti's a pretty good GM.
Okay, has he won any championships?
Got to win a championship.
Has he won any championships?
No, I don't think he's a great GM either
yet. Okay, so isn't it possible to be a good GM and have not won a championship?
It is, but Daryl Morey is not.
Of course he is.
Just because it's possible, no. Winning games, nobody cares. Nobody ever goes around and goes, hey, my team was 54-28 last year. Did you go to the parade? It was great. Ever, because nobody cares.
But yeah, of course they care.
They don't care.
It means you have put your team in a position to win, Jolly.
No, you
can't
win
a championship. You can't win a championship unless you have a team that wins 50 or 60 games. It's just the truth.
I use the word all the time. It's called transmission. You can get all the talent, all the coaches, all the whatever, the know-how of how to play the game. You got to transmit that into something.
What does that mean? He's the general manager. How would you have turned Joel Embiid and what he had into a championship?
I'd be a better GM than Daryl Morey.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
You can say that,
right now,
but you don't have an answer because people like you.
You don't have an answer to what Daryl Morey's done.
He's won more games than any general manager in the last 20 years.
I care. Well, you shouldn't.
You just say, oh, we're the champion. Like, it's a magical bean you can grow.
Well, it's a bean
the
you
only
better
way,
grow if you want to have the real estate
Jolly,
somewhere.
The only way win a championship in the NBA is with a top 5 to 7 player.
And Joel Embiid's not?
But how do you... Yes!
And he extended him 2 years. The guy's injured.
And you had to extend him.
No,
there was no choice.
No, you did not.
Then you have to trade him.
No, you did not.
Yes, you do. You don't understand the NBA.
You don't understand sports.
Of course, you just don't get the NBA,
yeah,
Jolly.
Yeah, I get the NBA.
No,
I get everything about the NBA.
All you do
you
is
don't.
Cry.
Did you win games.
Oh, I
no
could
one
be
cares
better.
If you win games.
I could be better.
Oh.
Okay, so you're the general manager of the Sixers right now. What do you do?
I don't know what I do. But I'm not paying an answer. I'm not
paying
to be the general manager,
Josh,
Spike.
Somebody get Josh Harris on the phone.
So lame, Spike.
What would you do?
That's the Daryl Morey thing. What would you do?
No, it's
my
thing.
It's
you're the one
do,
that said you could be the general manager.
So I have to do it instantly in 5 seconds?
No, what just...
Give me time. Give
name
me the time
one thing.
Him. I'd find a way.
One thing.
Look what Michael Bridges, look what the Knicks did last year.
No, he's on another team.
Right, because Daryl Morey didn't trade for him, and they did.
What have they won?
Well, they're in this conference
What
finals.
Have they won?
They're in the conference finals.
What have they won?
First year,
the
Spike.
Only
first year conference finals.
The conference finals,
they
which Daryl Morey has been to twice. You told me
cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You told me.
They
well,
haven't lost
so
yet.
What has Mikal Bridges done
Nothing,
in his entire career?
How many conference finals
what
has Mikal Bridges
has
won?
He won?
Spike, you're unbelievably clueless. You really are.
No,
winning
you
games
are.
Doesn't matter.
You
it
said,
just doesn't matter.
Well, then what difference does it make if Mikal Bridges is in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, he hasn't been anywhere else. That's the farthest he could be right now. His first year with the team, and that's where they are.
So he brought them there?
Helped it, absolutely.
He brought them there.
Helped it.
Okay.
Damn well helped it.
Okay, all right.
James Harden? Clueless.
Okay.
Clueless.
So what should they have done?
I don't know, Spike.
Oh, great.
Tyrese Halliburton, for sure.
So anyway.
For sure, Halliburton. Answer that one. Tyrese Halliburton.
Yes, would have been great to trade for.
Which I said then, for three years.
So,
go back to the tape, Spike.
So,
you don't believe me?
Well,
go back to the tape.
No, here's the thing.
Go back to the tapes. Go back to all the tapes.
Go back to what I said. It's so easy to say a team won't win or can't win or won't win. Anybody can do I would have done this or I would have done that. You still can't tell me what you would do right now.
You should be a defense attorney. You really should. Because people who have nothing to stand
again.
On, what would you have done? It's not up to me to have done.
Okay,
it's up to Daryl Morey to have done it.
Just before we wrap this up,
we're not judging the relative merits of me as a general manager.
I just want to lay out, Jolly. It doesn't matter as if you don't win a championship unless you're Mikal Bridges. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you don't win a championship unless you're Sam Presti.
I never said a word about Sam Presti. You did.
And you said
don't
he was a good GM.
No,
you
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said he was a good GM.
This is the most.
And you
this
also
easiest
said.
Debate I'll ever win.
And you also said. You also said you could be the general manager.
Yeah, I
asked you what you do, and you said I don't know
because I have 1 second to think about it, not 4 months.
You think about it all the time. This
is
your
job.
This is
the most pitiful demonstration I've ever seen of defending a total loser with some stat wins. Stats are for losers. Stats are for losers. Winning is a stat.
He has
championships are history. Championships are accomplishments.
So how many championships does Mikal Bridges have?
Who cares?
The guy who... Because you brought him up, Jolly.
These stupid comparisons with the
You brought him
do.
Up.
I brought him up.
How many
totally
championships, Jolly?
Zero. In a totally different context than you did. You're trying to defend Daryl Morey. You haven't told me one reason why Daryl Morey, who tanked this year, who was horrible, who's taken the Sixers nowhere, who's done nothing with expectations, who's made bad trades. That's right. Nothing. The fans of the city are screwed because of this moron.
He's a moron.
What's he done right?
Are we being... So he drafted Tyrese Maxey. Was that right?
Who cares? Okay. Yes, it was right.
This is
he
over.
He didn't bat zero.
This is over. Right. He drafted Jeremy Cain. Was that right?
Spike lives in a world where somebody does one thing right.
No.
If Nick
you asked me what he did right, and I'm listing things that he did right.
And winning a championship is all that matters.
Okay. Well, he hasn't won a championship.
Then. No, he won
so
one.
If the debate was...
worse and worse.
Jolly,
hasn't improved the team one bit.
Jolly, if the debate was... Has Daryl Morey won a championship? The answer would be no. But that's not what the debate is.
This is the easiest debate I'll ever win in my life.
Is Daryl Morey a good general manager?
Horrible.
Okay.
Winning games? There's nothing worse than winning games when you can't translate
that
to winning championships.
There's nothing worse than winning games.
When you can't translate it to... See, people
Let me ask you this. Did Howie Roseman do a good job this year?
No, I'm not going to give up on this one. Don't give me these partial statements. Don't tell me winning games matters and championships. You have to translate it to something, and Morey doesn't. You have a guy, you want to win 50 games? Great. I don't. I want to win championships.
Oh.
Morey doesn't do that.
You have to win 50 games to win a championship.
No, you
understand?
Don't.
Okay, so what's one team that has won an NBA championship that hasn't won 50 games?
I don't have the records in front of me, Spike. Oh, this dramatic
declarative made-up statement.
Dramatic is fun, Spike, isn't it? Isn't it fun to be dramatic when you have no facts to go by? Oh, he doesn't win. You can all you want. You can do all you want about the Rockets. Two conference finals. That's great. Didn't win it. Ask the fans of Houston. Are you happy? Because he left. Why? I don't know. Here he hadn't improved anybody.
When
he's
every
also
other team.
To the fans.
No,
he's
not.
Awful. He's terrible. Horrible. No fans like Daryl Morey that I've ever talked to. He talks down to them. He's smug. The squinting thing. That you got to understand what we got to do. Blah, blah, blah. And then you look at the record. And then you look at the accomplishment. A total, not a dummy. I will not say an IQ dummy. A total loser. Total loser.
Okay.
Never should have been hired. Would have fired him in 5 seconds.
Oh, into the corners.
Hot in the streets.
Man.
It's an emotional issue. I mean, the guy's a loser.
Let's do... Oh, wow. Can we do the
floaters?
Yeah. And then back
you
to
know
this.
Who's not a loser? The cars are John Ashdale. I'm too pissed off to do this. I love Colonial. I want to tell everybody about the Memorial Day weekend sale. It's great. No one's going to treat you better than Colonial. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, you go in there, they give you a choice between two things. One is to debate Jolly. No, not. One is to get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is one option. That's up to 10 grand off.
A car that's going to be good for your whole life, not Tuesday.
All right.
Take a deep breath in there, Jolly. We got a job to do.
All righty.
Thank you.
You get a choice. 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, which is up to 10 grand, or you get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. That's great. And everyone at Colonial is going to treat you like gold. It's going to be fast, easy, better, as everything is. The Memorial Day weekend sales event. It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and best financing in the business, as low as 0%. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Well, at least it wasn't straight into a blue shoe, right?
Yeah.
By the way, thing that could have been better.
By the way, Jolly, great stand-in for Howard this year. Yep. Debate days last year.
Way better.
Howard asking.
Yes.
But Jolly, before you go, we need clarification on this quote from you, because we were confused when it was played.
Okay. I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
Now, what does that mean?
That means Chip Kelly was talking about size, big people beat up little people. Size doesn't matter. You got to be able to play. I mean, Daryl Morey, the guy that I just trashed, proved that. Look at Jared McCain. Look at Tyrese Maxey. Size doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how big you are. It matters what you got inside you, period. Don't give me someone big, some lurch that can't play. I think everybody would agree with that. And if you don't, you're a moron. I mean, really, Ike, am I wrong?
No, you're not. Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you, Dave. Are you kidding me? Yes. You're on fire right now, man.
But I'm right. That's why.
No. The reason I have so much respect for you is you're so passionate about something that you're so very clearly wrong about.
Daryl Moore, how am I wrong? You're the only person who thinks this.
He is.
Everybody I know said, how's Spike going to do it? I said,
how's Spike going to do it? He's one executive of the year.
So what?
Okay.
Executive of the year.
Does any Daryl Morey accomplishment matter?
Yeah.
He's there to win a championship.
So I said he's won more games in a 13-year period.
Who cares?
Seriously. So it's about winning unless it's not.
It's about winning, period. Period. Everything's about winning. Can the Eagles
Do you think bad GMs have won championships?
Yes.
Okay, so does that make him a good GM?
Spike, exceptions don't make rules clarified.
All right, so this is an exception.
Silly, dramatic.
No.
Has anybody ever done this?
No, because all you're doing is judging him. It's very simple.
He hasn't done anything.
No, here's the thing. It's very simple. You are judging him solely on whether he's won a championship.
No, I'm not.
But yes, you are.
No, he's made bad trades. He's smug to the fans.
And he's also made great trades, just like every GM.
No, he hasn't. Name a great trade they made besides Harden. Name one.
Are you being serious?
Name one.
So he got James Harden for Ben Simmons.
Name one, other than Harden.
Are you being serious?
Name one. I'll keep saying that. Because you're trying to buy time by saying, are you being
serious? So other than the great trade he made.
Name one.
He traded for James Harden. He traded Ben Simmons for James Harden.
That was a horrible trade. I was on the air that night, and I said it's the worst trade in the history of Philly sports.
Okay.
He traded
What
a
has
zero.
Ben Simmons done so far?
What's James Harden done?
Well, he looks better than Ben Simmons.
Are you being...
I hated Ben Simmons. Traded him for, instead of Tyrese Halliburton, James Harden's been, Ike, my least favorite athlete forever. Long before he came
here. Well, hold on. More than Philip Rivers?
More than Philip Rivers.
Hall of Famer, by the way. Both Hall of Famers.
Who cares?
Right. I'm with you on the Phillip Rivers thing. You and I see eye to eye on that.
You're in this individual. Individual awards mean nothing. The MVP is coming out tonight. Who cares about MVPs?
Okay,
who cares about individual awards? Championships.
Just real quick. So it only matters you win a championship, but just because you win a championship doesn't make you a good GM.
So
but if you haven't won a championship. Those are your statements, Jolly.
These are generally true. They don't mean they're always true and there aren't exceptions otherwise. Let me ask you this. If you were Josh Harris and Cy said today, simple question, would you like Daryl Morey to keep his job? He signed a deal. You don't want to pay him. Should he be a GM next year? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right.
Josh
Harris, and by the way, this is not a pro Josh Harris thing.
No.
But Josh Harris buys the Commanders, they become good. Josh Harris buys the soccer team, they become good. Josh Harris buys the Devils. Josh Harris buys the Devils, they become good. So it seems like.
What do the Devils do?
They went from a completely useless franchise to a really good team.
But they haven't won anything.
All right.
Well, Crystal Palace. I know the soccer, too, if you want to go to that. Crystal Palace sucks.
Obviously.
They happened to win a tournament.
Obviously. So they happened to win.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Not because of Josh Harris.
My point is, if Josh Harris has decided to keep him, and Josh Harris has a record of improving franchises.
Not this one.
Okay.
Nobody in Philly cares about the others.
Wait a minute. This franchise is not better than when Josh Harris bought it?
Not right now, no.
This franchise is not better than when Josh Harris bought it.
They're a lottery pick. They're 28-4-58.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, regular season games don't matter. So what's the difference
Who's better?
What's the difference between being 58-24?
Dramatic, ridiculous stat stuff that you're into.
Giving
you the same thing. I don't care how many games. 24-58. They're in the worst situation. They're irrelevant. They got the third pick. I don't care. They're not going to do anything with it. I'm not even a Sixer fan anymore. That's how bad it is. I almost want them to lose because of Daryl Morey. He is such an idiot. He has hurt the fans
so you're not
so
a
much.
Real Sixer fan? No, you're not, a real Sixer fan.
I was a real Sixer fan.
You'd rather be right than the Sixers win. And this is the disease with all of you people.
That's okay.
It's a disease.
It's
a disease.
This hot take drama stuff must be fun.
Oh, hot take. Winning games don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, hot take. That is like your crutch.
What's the last parade
Don't tell me I have hot takes. You said you would do a better job than Jared. You want some hot takes?
You want to make the Sixers have a better today?
You said you could
be.
You want to talk about hot takes? You said you could pick somebody off the street and they would be a better GM than Daryl Morey.
Can't be worse.
Well, is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
Is that
Can't be worse.
Is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
Is that a hot take?
Can't be worse.
All right.
You said Dennis Knox in Seattle, Washington could do a better job than Daryl Morey.
Because he wouldn't ruin the team. He had no idea what he's doing, but he wouldn't ruin it. Daryl Morey has ruined it by extending Joel Embiid, by signing Paul George, and I'll say it again, the worst signing of a free agent in Philadelphia sports history, which I said that day. Dennis Knox would have done nothing and said, I don't know what I'm doing. Daryl Morey is ruining a team. He traded for James Harden. He traded a zero in Ben Simmons. He traded for a negative in James Harden. Created expectations, ruined a team, period.
All right. Are we done?
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
That was out of pocket. Play it again.
What? Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? Yeah. It drives me insane.
Nothing wrong with that, Jolly.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay. Still doesn't hear it.
Jolly, thank you.
Thank you.
I believe you lost clearly.
Jolly.
I actually don't know.
This is the easiest debate I've ever had in my life.
That wasn't as much of a beatdown as I thought. I'm going to be honest. I thought Jolly did great. The callers agree. Twitter agrees.
Well, the fighting segment is indefensible.
Go
ahead, any Sixer fan out there, Spike, and say, when's the last time saw a parade for winning 50 games?
Nobody cares. It's very easy for you to take the position that when the team is losing, that everybody is bad. Just like
position when they were winning.
Great idea.
Hadn't changed over the last 2 years. He made it worse this year.
All right, Jolly.
I said this when Morey was hired. The year after, which they lost. He doesn't win. That's all that matters.
Get him out of here.
No chance. Morgenstein, can you go get Jolly out of the studio?
Last statement. The Sixers will not, if Daryl Morey stays, the Sixers will not win a championship.
Great prediction.
You could make
that prediction with every NBA team and you'd be right 29 out of 30 times.
I will stand on it with Daryl Morey.
Okay.
All right. Never. All right. Ever.
Okay.
Once a month.
You know who's not going to win the NBA championship? The Magic. Oh, look, I'm brilliant. It's like, oh, look, I'm a miracle worker. You know who's not going to win a championship? The Bucks. Oh, look, I'm genius. All right.
Spike's a great actor. He's not a great debater.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
I've roasted you.
No, you all got right. roasted.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report
is
next.
And Brodes.
Brodes next, too?
Oh, I can't do this.
You guys got Brodes.
Yeah.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.